This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 6:38. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we heard earlier from Health Minister, of course, announcing the rollout of booster shots for those who received the Pfizer and Sinovac vaccines. We also heard about the national testing policy, which will be unveiled tomorrow. So we've been asking you for your thoughts. Will you be stepping forward for a booster shot? And what would you like to see in the national testing policy? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to sort of help make sense of where we are right now in all of this is Dato' Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former Health Minister, Chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19. Dr. Zul, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me again.
So what do you make of the minister's speech today and the updates? Do you think it addresses our current situation within the pandemic?
I must say that, yes, it is indeed addressing, you know, the current situation. Although most of the subject were a bit brief, though, and quite general, but I think it covers quite a wide-ranging, you know, aspect of the managing the current pandemic and towards whatever, you know, call it that endemic, but that it covers quite a wide-ranging issues. But you know, by way of, I think it's not as in-depth as we wanted. Meaning, you know, for example, yeah, those are things I just said, like, you know, things have been looked into, you know, there will be an update, there will be update very soon. And we would like, and then, of course, you know, things like where we want to see more detail, like it is, you know, work in progress of sort, you know, you'll be updated soon. And that's where I think, you know, we are really wanting to hear more. And it's not like things are already done and over with, but it's always work in progress, and I think it's quite understandable.
So something that we did get a fair amount of information on were the booster shots. What do you make of the groups that have been prioritized for this and the heterologous approach that we're taking for Sinovac recipients?
I think that is very much in order. And the target groups are already, you know, well notified, and it's already kind of a unanimous, or other thing that we have most scientists and WHO has more or less agreed on this. On other jurisdictions have also agreed on this. Over the you know, target groups are essentially over the over 60s, other institutions are 65, but ours is over 60 years old, you know, and those with comorbidities, and as well the younger group, you know, those with the the comorbidities. So I think those groups are already, the groups that we would want to be, you know, vaccinated. And I think along that line, I would really want to say this, that those that have been targeted are correct, you know. I mean, they are the correct target groups. However, if we could, in fact, not limit it to, you know, to these particular three groups only, but rather, you know, make it a bit more accessible, in the sense of opening it up to, you know, to other, you know, those who would want to be to get their booster dose, and that, you know, they could get it, you know, from the private hospital, private clinics, GPs and whatnot. So over and above those groups that we have mentioned earlier, we should also allow, you know, for others who would want, you know, for reasons, you know, only known to them, they would want to get it, you know, their booster dose. It should also be made available, I think. And they can, you know, they can willing to pay for it. Yeah? And that could be, you know, done by private hospital and also GPs, wherever and whenever they would want it. Of course, you know, given those times that have been specified, particularly those, you know, those that were given the Sinovac shot, you know, for their first two doses. So I think that would be also appropriate, you know, assuming, you know, there's no supply shortage on the other, on particularly on the heterologous approach, and we have the mRNA Pfizer's community, especially those who have received Sinovac in their first round.
Dr. Zoll, on the booster shots, we actually received a message from a listener earlier from John, and he asked why booster shots are necessary. Why can't we just trust our own antibodies? What are your thoughts on this?
This has always been a polemic of sorts, and I must say that the jury is still outside in the sense that there are opinions to this. Those believing that, you know, getting natural immunity through infection, through exposure. But at the same time, we are also conscious of the fact of the waning immunity as found out by studies done. Yeah. So I think it is only fair that we go by science. And notwithstanding over the natural immunity that we must also, you know, allow our body to, you know, we got to stay, remain healthy by way of diet or by way of exercises and whatnot. But booster dose are clearly indicated for those, you know, the group that we have said earlier, the particular group, and also those who feel that, you know, given the fact that they have got Sinovac, you know, and I must say that Pfizer's and AstraZeneca shown to be, you know, studies done by Sungai Buloh, Dr. Kalai, shown to be, you know, more superior by way of whatever parameters, metrics that we have known. So I think it's only fair that, you know, they be given a chance to get a booster dose though.
So moving on to the national testing strategy, how important is it for Malaysia to progress further into an endemic stage?
Well, to me, it is the most empowering tool. You know, let me just summarize that there are now, you know, particularly on testing, there will be three, you know, the RT-PCR, you know, and then the RTKAG, both done by professionals. And then we have got the RTKAG, the saliva home test kit kind of, you know, tools that is done by, you know, everyone. Anyone could do it, you know, and because of this, going into the endemic stage, it's so important, you know, that we have to understand that. I would want to say this, that the approach of the national testing strategy is so important because that will allow us to actually address for different settings. It cannot be sector-specific, I would imagine. You know, it has got to be premised on risk profile for all, if I may put it that way. In the sense that, you know, well, we understand a workplace kind of sector, construction, you know, tourism, whatever. But then there will be numerous, right, of specific setting like this. And what national testing strategy should embrace, I would believe, rather than have multiple SOPs and each for each settings, I would imagine that we will move into what we would arrange it according to its risk profile. You know, there may be three or four kind of risk profile, and that, you know, the entire, you know, nation can be just risk according to this three or four profiles. It's just like when you're buying a shirt, right? they cannot be made customized to each and every individual, right? So you have the small size, you have the medium size, you have the large size, and the XL. So somehow we could actually, you know, determine this through, among other things, you know, like through the metrics of indicated by number of exposures per day, you know, your risk areas, your contacts, you know, the context of the setting, the risk areas. You know, and of course, the frequency of testing needed for each profile. You know, those are all has got to be specified and spelled out in the SOPs. So it's so important that we have to have this national testing strategy, Lynn, because, you know, we could never get to do or get to reopen safely until and unless we have this very empowering tool to actually, you know, determine our own status by way of, you know, COVID status, almost like every other day or every week or every time we feel not well, you know, we can empower ourselves to do our home test, saliva test, you know, and then decide that it's positive, we remain at home, you know, negative, out we go. So, you know, so that's how important it is. But I would really hope that this NTS be made, you know, very simple. You know, it must be as simple as made comprehensible, understandable by all. You know, everyone, Tom, Dick, and Harry could understand this. It must not be very, very, very meticulous or complex or long and lengthy. It must be spelled out, you know, very clearly so that we get every sector, every, you know, whether it's workplace, whether it's the Majikan, and all schools, you know, universities, workplaces, and all, you know, and all the various sectors would have to be able to, you know, stakeholders or rather the managers that can manage this well and simple enough by way of frequency of testing, by way of, you know, whatever that would be their SOPs that they can customize themselves.
So, as we know, the minister has announced that they will be releasing the national testing strategy tomorrow. What are your expectations?
As I've said, you know, I hope that it's going to be very, you know, very well articulated, you know, presented as cogent, as simple, and as not lengthy, you know, as compressed, you know, it must be cogent, very compressed. It hopefully can be understood by all, sampai our kampung folks can, you know, Mak Cikia can understand, you know, Pak Mat, whoever lah, can understand this well, and you know, they can get to understand this. And as I said earlier, you know, it's got to be, as I said earlier, Lynn, it has got to be, you know, premise on risk profile testing. Rather than, you know, being spelled out. Otherwise, it's going to be very lengthy, you know, rather than spell out for every sectors, you know, every work sectors or you know, whatever, you know, setting there are. So, as I've stated, this is what we hope. But this is the, you know, it must be, as I've stated earlier, it is the overarching, you know, strategy. And it must be able to cover as wide and catches as wide a net as possible for everyone, so that it can really fit everyone, you know, and that you can really then be able to move into endemic stage, like, you know, it's like an everyday chores, or, you know, if you are not well, you know, just like if you are not well, you think that you've got flu, you know, you just rest at home, and this testing is there to determine and to ensure and give you the confidence that, yes, you cannot go out. Yes, you can go out.
So in trying to ensure that this does reach everybody and that, you know, it's something that is accessible to everyone, what needs to be done, right? Especially I'm thinking here about something like price and how we price the test kits.
I would really want to touch on that. And that's, you know, it should, as I've stated earlier somewhere in my debate in Parliament as well, I said it must be accessible in the sense that it is affordable. Affordable would mean that I would really want it to be less than 10 ringgit, and in some circumstances be given free. And you know, we should find a way to finance for that. You know, they were mulling in the ideas of getting a windfall tax from those who have, you know, benefited or whatever. So, you know, so perhaps, you know, we can channel the funding to get it, you know, free for particular groups of the B50s, you know, and make sure that, you know, it is well expounded or articulated, well, you know, well put across, that not only is it affordable, but it must be done well. And it must be done well in the sense that they must immediately upload their results, whether it's positive or negative, in the application of MySejahtera. That will really make it meaningful, you know. So yes, accessible as well. It must be, you know, accessible in the sense that there are many outlets that could put it on sale, you know, that they could get access to, you know. So it's going to be like that, both affordable and accessible, Lynn.
So, Dr. Zul, just in closing, will a wider testing strategy require a significant amount of funds?
Yes, true. But these are very important investment, and it's worth the investment because, you know, imagine with the Delta variant, Delta Plus and others, you know, coming on board, God forbid, we are not able to imagine how any form of restriction on movement, let alone lockdown, you know, the more draconian one, you know, that will really be costly to livelihood, economy, enterprises, businesses. So I think any amount of spending by the government and others, you know, and perhaps other philanthropists or organization or corporate organization should, you know, lend in their help to provide for CSR to make sure that these testing kits, the test kit, especially those home test kits, LIBOR test kit and others, then numerous of them now, be made affordable so that they really get to, you know, sort of the price down by subsidizing it. So I would imagine it to be less than 10. You know exactly what the costs are for per kit. So, you know, let it be made a very empowering tool, accessible tool, affordable tool. So, you know, the price has got to be certainly below 10, and to some in some sectors, you know, particularly over the lesser income group, be made even free, Lynn. I think that's the way forward for us to really empower our riot, our citizenry into the endemic stage. Of course, I must say as well that, you know, there are other things that need doing, particularly over, you know, getting really solid and strengthening and fortifying our digital health, and our weakest link, if I may say, for the time being, after we handle this testing, is, of course, you know, our contact tracing that has got to be addressed. And they are all said to be work in progress, but we really have got to double and triple our effort in ensuring that should there be any outbreaks, you know, God forbid, we would be able to handle this quite well because we are digitized, you know, we could network ourselves. We have got, you know, databases and also contact tracing that are really digital, not manual or at best semi-manual. Lynn.
Dr. Zul, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you again.
That was Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former health minister and chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19, weighing in on a number of topics in response to the health minister earlier announcing the voluntary booster shot rollout, as well as the national testing strategy that will be announced tomorrow. We'd like to hear from you. Will you be stepping forward for a booster shot? And what would you like to see in the national testing policy? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be looking at your messages shortly, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.